Well, Ernie, as we know, Florida legislative session's been underway for the past 3 weeks now. I realize every year we talk about water, and that is something that they're all hitting on again this year. So give us an idea. What are some of the things you're seeing in this year's session already?
Well, we're really actually very excited, particularly from an agricultural perspective, that for the first time in several years, we're seeing a much more comprehensive set of solutions being proposed at the legislature to deal with some water quality problems that have been going on around the state of Florida. As many of folks are aware, we had really bad blue-green algae outblooms in South Florida in 2018. Seemed like everybody wanted to blame agriculture for all of those problems, when in fact, as we all know, that there are numerous sources of excess nutrients in our waterways from multiple different activities and sources. And I think this year's legislature is finally addressing all of the different types of pollution, from stormwater runoff to failing septic tanks to sewer plants that overflow and bypass. And yes, there are also some additional measures that agriculture will be required to do as part of this comprehensive approach in both the House and the Senate.
When we take a look at the environment and what's going on there, the governor is looking for $625 million for environmental projects. The House and Senate both have kind of released their projected budgets. The dollars may not always be there exactly what we want, but it looks like in some of the projections, maybe some of the environmental money and work that you just described could be there if they follow through with it.
Yes, the House and the Senate's initial proposals as it relates to environmental funding are very close. Some of the categories within those big buckets of dollars are slightly different, but I think at the end of the day, they're going to have comparable levels of funding for environmental projects. We're really excited about the monies that they're dedicating to actually deal with water quality problems. There should be some significant funding to deal with these septic tank conversions around the state of Florida, and also some funding to work with ag producers to provide some additional water quality treatment on a voluntary cooperative basis to help improve, you know, water quality conditions in some of the key spring sheds in the central part and northern part of the state, and of course the Everglades and Lake Okeechobee in the southern parts of the state.
You know, it's good to hear you say that, because I realize we hear a lot about a lot of these dollars going towards the Everglades and some of the work that needs to be done there. But for guys in the panhandle in the northern part of the state, they kind of wonder, where are we left at with this? But it sounds like there are some dollars that could come to this part of the state, too.
Yes, and that's part of tied to the comprehensive legislation that a lot of the growers and producers have kind of come together through their various commodity associations to help develop a framework that you could identify some projects within the key water bodies that need to be worked on, working alongside the agencies, and develop what we call cooperative nutrient removal projects, where a landowner with funding coming from the state could volunteer to work with the state to actually put in place, for example, an edge of farm tailwater recovery system, so he could help manage the stormwater that comes off of his property, for example. Those types of funds to have available for producers who are all in compliance with their best management practices, but are ready, willing, and able to do even more, just needing a little compensation to help make it economically feasible for them, I think is a great way to partner with landowners and improve water quality, achieve some state objectives, and at the same time help clean up, you know, water where we all live, work, and play and want to have a healthy environment here in Florida.
Well, Ernie, I guess kind of a final question for you. I know that various groups have days where they spend time there at the Capitol and try to talk with their legislators. But how important is it for individual producers to be in contact with their legislators on subjects like water and environmental issues like this?
That's a great question, and it's of paramount importance. My group, the Florida Land Council, we just had our legislative days this week as well, you know, following on the heels of the cattlemen being in town, and the Fruit and Vegetable Association was here as well. And I know the legislators really appreciate hearing from the individual landowners and producers and growers in the state, because that's really where their policies ultimately affect people. You don't have to come to Tallahassee. I would encourage folks to take opportunities to send emails to their state legislators, both senators and representatives, letting them know that they support good, sound policies that recognize that our growers and producers in the state are excellent stewards of our resources, and that working together we can do even more to help improve the environment. So yeah, the more they can be involved, and you know, when it's not in the legislative session, they have delegation meetings around the state where the county by county, the legislators all get together and hear from their constituents as well. So those are opportunities to do things in person. But the legislatures really do respond to phone calls and emails on these key issues, and I would encourage everyone to feel so moved to actually, you know, reach out to the legislature to know that the water quality is important to agriculture in this state, and that agriculture has always been and will always be part of the solution and not, you know, the problem that we're trying to fix.
Ernie, that's all I have, unless there's something else you want to add to it.
There was one other really key piece of legislation that we're excited about, and that is there's funding legislation. There's going to be included in the Senate budget, there's funding $50 million to go up and capture, store, and treat water north of Lake Okeechobee before it gets into the lake, and that's going to help a lot with water quality issues. And we think the more the legislature can do to make wise investments and help treat water before it enters our water bodies would be money well spent. And I also want to compliment the legislative leadership, President Galvano, the Speaker Oliva, and then we have Senator Wilton Simpson, Senator Debbie Mayfield, and Senator Ben Albritton. And on the House side, we have, in addition to Speaker Oliva, we have Representative Bobby Payne, who is from the Palatka area and knows the agricultural community really, really well, and Representative Toby Oberdorf down in the Martin County area. They are all highly engaged in these issues and are really trying to work together to build these collaborative and cooperative solutions to our water problems.